This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Our confession must be, now then, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, man, I'm telling you, I had that hope because I knew the Word of God. I said, now, Lord, thank you. I got faith and I got hope, and I'm going to speak the Word, and the Word of God is going to bring her back, and she's not going to have a scar or a mark, and she's going to, and I don't just want her to be natural. I want her to be supernatural in everything she does. See, get over this natural stuff. I don't want to be normal. Do you? No! If God has given you and me as His children unlimited power on this earth, why should we limit ourselves to being average? Sure. I mean, just like my daughter. When my daughter got pregnant, her and her husband, she wanted a baby. Oh, she wanted a baby. Well, she got pregnant right after they got married, and she come in when she learned she was pregnant. Oh, Daddy, praise God, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a little baby. And she said, Daddy, I've asked God for a healthy baby. And I looked at her and I said, Ann, what? Daddy, I want a healthy baby. I said, well, is that all you want? Well, she said, what do you mean, Daddy? I said, well, honey, God's a great big God. I mean, at least you want a beautiful one and a healthy one and an intelligent one, right? I mean, give me a break. I mean, if He's God and He said you can have whatever you say, don't just say, oh, Lord, I want just a healthy one. He said, oh, is that all you want? Okay, that's where my limitations are. No, Lord, I don't want just a healthy one. I want a healthy one. But I want a beautiful, healthy, intelligent, supernatural one. That's what I want. So, when you ask Him, when she's laying there, when the doctor says she can't never live, can't never walk, can't never do nothing, then you take these scriptures and you speak by faith in God and tell the King what you want in the name of Jesus, living in Him, walking with Him, being obedient to Him. And when you do, the King says He'll do it, doesn't He, Michael? And He did it. And He raised up those little girls and those little children over there in that hospital. And I'm telling you, you talk about a supernatural miracle. Even with Kelly, with her little head busted open and both pelvis crushed, when the doctor said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, more than likely, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can even stand with a walker. Most people say, oh, God, I hope that's true. No, not with these mighty promises. No. Lord, thank you that you made me these promises. Now, I'm going to quote you these promises, and I know in Jeremiah 1:12, you watch over your word to perform it. So, Lord, I ask you to do a supernatural healing on that little girl. I ask you to put her head back together. Lord, I don't want a scar. All laid open, plumb back to here, but Lord, I don't even want a scar. I know they're pulling it down here and sewing it all back up. I don't want a scar, Lord. I want that face beautiful. And then, Lord, do such a mighty miracle of restoration on those little pelvics. Let her get up out of this hospital. Let her run and play. And let her do it in such a short period of time that everybody here will have to know that you done it. That way nobody can get the glory for it but you. Don't let her get up and walk in 2.5 to 3 months. Let her do it instantly or quickly. So everybody will have to know that you heard this prayer and done it in the name of Jesus. And in 1 week, when she's out of ICU, and 1 more week, she's walking with a walker, and 3 days later, throw that sucker away back in school, running and playing in 2.5 weeks. Now, what did Jesus say we could have?
And no brain damage.
Oh, and no brain damage, absolutely. No scars, even. He took off the scars. Today, that little girl's beautiful. Today, she's 10 years old, I guess. A beautiful little girl. Supernatural. You know, the Christian church is going to have to stop saying things like, God don't do miracles anymore. God don't do healings anymore. Well, let me tell you, if He don't do those things, then why did He make these awesome statements in here that if you will believe, you can speak to your mouth and then you can have whatever you say with your mouth if He don't do miracles? Is this awesome to think about what we can have as Christians? Is it awesome? But he made the promises, didn't he? You can have whatever you say with your mouth. So therefore, whatever you desire. What is the limitation with whatever you desire? When you pray, believe you have received it. And he says, and it shall be yours. Now, if you can't believe him, then shame on you, right? Shame on you. But the king, you know what's going to happen one day when some of us get home far early? We let the devil beat up on us and say, oh, God, oh, Lord, it's so good to be home. I am glad I'm finally off of that earth. He said, but I wasn't planning on you to come home for another 50 years. I was going to translate you out. I had a lot of wonderful things for you to do down there. Well, Lord, I didn't know it. He said, you didn't read my book very well. I give you all these wonderful promises. But Lord, oh no, son, you didn't read my book. I made you the promises. They're in there. And I guaranteed them to you. But you didn't believe. Now, because you didn't believe, he said, welcome home. You just got here a whole lot early. See, you got to think like God to make these things work for you. You got to stop thinking like a man. You're going to have to start thinking like God if you step into this world. But look what happens. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. For by what is it? Faith. That's absolutely right. Faith. For by faith, they obtained a good report. Now, if you want a good report with God, you're going to have to learn to step in this God kind of faith. If you don't, you're not going to have a good report from God. You have to learn to step into this. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, what kind of faith did it take for that to happen? Think about this. God has no limitations in the universe. So one day he said, I'm going to make me an earth. Earth be. And what happened? It happened. Now, what kind of faith does it take to do that? Oh, he said, and I need some light. Let there be light. And light was. And it's still running at 186,000 miles a second through the cosmos. Do you realize that from the day God spoke, let there be light, light is continuing to go through the cosmos at 186,000 miles a second? You know how far that would go over the eons? Think about this. Get a picture of how big the cosmos is. Just a little bitty picture. At 186,000 miles a second, if I were to take right here and put my hand straight out and shoot a gun and say bang and say 1,001, that's about 1 second. If that bullet could stay with the contour of the earth, if it could, at that speed, it can't, but if it could, that bullet would go around this world 7.5 times in 1 second. Mm-hmm. That bullet would go around the world. That's the speed of light. If you were to have if you could put a shield up here, a big white shield, and you could shoot a gun, and it could go and stay with the contour of the earth, come back, go right back through this sign, and move over 1 inch every time, you could say, bang, 1,001, and by the time you did that there would be 7 bullet holes in that deal, and the bullet that went through the 7th time would be halfway around again. That's the speed of light. 7.5 times around the world in 1 second. Katie, is that pretty fast? It blows your mind, doesn't it? But guess who made that? The God we serve. And he made it to travel at that speed. Now then, if you were to straighten that bullet out and shoot it out into the closest star, the closest one, not one of the far ones, but the closest star in the galaxy, that's one of our stars that we can see, you know how long it would take that bullet to get to the closest star? Only 4 years. 4 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty far out there, isn't it? Can you imagine traveling at 186,000 miles a second, going around the world 7.5 times and straighten that speed out, and you'd have to travel at that speed for 4 years to get to the closest star? That's the closest one. Does that kind of blow your mind?
Yeah.
See, the God that we serve, you got to start thinking a little bit like Him to see these great things happen. Does it please God for us to think like Him? Yes, that's what He wants us to do, is to think like Him. That's why He came 2,000 years ago and told us all these principles and showed us what He had given us as the church. Now look what He says. For by it, or faith, the elders obtained a good report, and through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now I can only imagine, if I could have the kind of faith, He framed up all this stuff in the world, I can only imagine, if I could have the kind of faith, I could go out and say, I want this house to be framed up in the name of Jesus. And it happened. Now, if I could really believe that in my heart, what would happen when I spoke it? It would happen. Now then, here's what happens to us, though. With these unlimited promises, we say, you know, I don't like that mountain in my backyard. I can't see the ocean because of that mountain. Now, I'm going to take that verse and I'm going to speak to that mountain. I'm going to command that mountain to be removed so tomorrow I can see the ocean. And the next morning you wake up and you go in there and you say, just what I thought. That mountain's still there. Is that the way we are? That's the way we are. See, we didn't really believe, did we? Just what I thought. It's still there. Yep. I know I went down there and that preacher prayed for me, but he said I'd get healed. But he said, my lump's still here. Just what I thought. That thing's still there. I didn't think that thing's going to go away when I went down there. Well, if you don't have no more faith in that, you might as well stay at home. But if you really got faith, you can take God's word and you can speak when you step into the world of faith. And you can please God, and you can see these great and mighty things happen. I mean, I've seen many of these things happen as I've learned these things. Then it says, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.